Seattle's city council unanimously approved the nation's highest minimum wage yesterday. The way it will roll out has already generated one legal challenge. KPLU's Gabriel Spitzer has the story.
Seattle's minimum wage will eventually hit $15 an hour. In a concession to employers, it will step up over a number of years. 3 for big businesses, as many as 7 for some small businesses. And that raises the thorny question of who's big and who's little. Matt Hollick owns a Subway franchise in the Ballard neighborhood. He says he's a small fry, just 8 employees at that location. But he says the law treats him like a mega corporation.
There's a lot of sandwich shops in the area that are not going to have to raise prices. They're not going to be raising wages as quickly as I'm going to have to. And it's already a struggle to compete with those people.
The International Franchise Association is preparing a lawsuit challenging the wage law's implementation. Councilmember Kshama Sawant says it's no surprise business interests are lining up to fight the law. And she takes that as a sign of success.
We know that big business understands what's at stake to them. What's at stake to them is workers everywhere fighting for 15.
Other business owners are supporting, or at least going along with, the wage hike. Industry groups and individual business owners helped hammer out the compromise that passed the council. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.